DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Corr.
George Osborne's delivering his last budget before the general election. Within the last few minutes, he's told the House of Commons that Britain is walking to again with faster growth than any major economy. We're expecting details on plans to scrap savings taxes for most people, change pension rules and raise the amount you can earn before you start paying tax. The Chancellor says he's determined to see through his long-term economic plan.
This is a budget that takes Britain one more big step on the road from Australia. Prosperity to prosperity. We have a plan that is working, and this budget works for you.
A man's been found guilty of trying to arrange to sexually abuse a young girl after being arrested by Kent police officers as he got off a flight from the South Pole. Simon Ruin, who'd been working in the country, was detained by officers at the force's paedophile online investigation team at Heathrow Airport last March. The 36-year-old from Redruth in Cornwall has been locked up for 3 years. Police searching for Claudia Lawrence say they're pursuing new leads and may make further arrests shortly. The sheriff was reported missing 6 years ago after she failed to turn up for her shift at York University. Officers believe the 35-year-old was murdered. Her father, Pete, says the pain caused by her disappearance hasn't gone away.
The police are obviously very active still, with the hope of jogging people's memories and of getting someone to come forward. That is what we all want, so that the not knowing, which is the worst of this, at last goes away.
This is KMFM News.
The number of people in Kent claiming unemployment benefits has increased for the second month in a row. Another 351 people joined the dole queue in February, taking total unemployment in the county to almost 19,840. Nationally, the number of people without a job was down by 102,000 between November and January to 1.86 million. Ahead of the long Easter weekend, we're being warned of serious disruption to Kent's trains. Stations, including London's Cannon Street and Waterloo East, are going to be shut from Good Friday to Bank Holiday Monday as engineering work takes place. Chris Hills from the Alliance of Kent Commuters, he's got this advice.
Make sure your journey isn't affected. If it is, make alternative plans if you can. And if you're completely unsatisfied, voice your concerns to South Eastern. And if you are delayed, go onto their delay repay section on their website.
We've put details of what services will be affected at kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, a rail firm's bringing in special measures to help ease disruption for Kent commuters who travel to and from London Bridge. It says there's been changes to services as Network Rail carry out work to the station as part of the £6.5 billion Thames Link programme. Bosses have apologised for delays and say they'll be bringing in extra staff and better advance warnings to help tackle poor service and overcrowding. Breastfeeding your baby until they're a year old could make them more intelligent when they're grown up. A study also claims it'll lead them to earn more money. Matt's got the details for KMFM.
At the Bumps and Babies group, it was the last thing mums wanted to hear.
There's enough pressure on women at the moment.
There's peer pressure, but there are relatives.
Now it's being ramped up by researchers who found a link to IQ. They've studied thousands of babies over 30 years and say irrespective of class, those breastfed for 12 months earned a higher wage. Midwife Janet says society needs to be more accepting.
You've heard about women being asked to leave various establishments when they're breastfeeding their babies.
The NHS says its advice remains that babies benefit from 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding.
And a play inspired by the story of a man found wandering on a Sheppey beach almost 10 years ago is coming to a Kent theatre. The mystery man was taken to Medway Hospital after being found in Sheerness and drew a sketch of a grand piano after being given a piece of paper. He was later identified as a 20-year-old from Germany. The piano man is going to be at the Marlowe Studio in Canterbury in May.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Gillingham's chances of making the playoffs this season have suffered a setback. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the Jills lost 3-0 away to Chesterfield last night. It followed Saturday's draw away to top of the table Bristol City. But boss Justin Edinburgh says they can't blame the performance on back-to-back away trips.
I said at half-time, it was very much unlike everything that we'd done on Saturday. We were a complete team, but tonight we were very individual. And that proves a point. If we're not as a group and we haven't got that trust as a team, you know, you're not going to win many games.
Elsewhere, a 2-0 win at Monaco wasn't enough to stop Arsenal crashing out of the Champions League last night. The last 16 tie ended 3-3 on aggregate, but the English side lost out on away goals. And in tennis, Andy Murray is waiting to take on an opponent he's never faced before in the last 16 of the Indian Wells tennis. He plays world number 38, Adrian Mannarino. In the women's tournament, Heather Watson went out last night, beaten in a deciding set by Carla Suarez Navarro.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.